The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar, listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight. It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing.
Hello, welcome to Political Bomb Show. I'm your host, Mr. Blyden. 323-835-1123, politicalbombshow.cf. There's always two sides to a story. Heard some news about a close friend of mine, and I don't know how to even go about asking him. I mean, it's not something, it'll be very tough, it'll be awkward. It'll be very awkward to ask if what I heard was true. Because I don't keep up on Facebook, so I don't really know what's going on. And typically a lot of friends who don't live close by, you keep in contact that way. And so when I heard that news, I was like, this doesn't sound like him. But no matter what happens, I don't know that I could ever condone if this is true what was said. But so there's always two sides to every story. I don't know. Don't know how to even go about asking him about this. Anyway, let's get some news done here as I sip on some OJ and Jim Beam honey. $1,000 smart glasses appeal to masses. Let's see. That's still a lot of money. They look nice, honestly. They look really nice. Let's see, what did they do though? These $1,000 smart glasses tell you whether read text messages and connect to Alexa. And we know how I feel about Alexa. I don't like Alexa anymore because she called Jesus a fictional character. So I don't like Alexa anymore. Then of course you have one, Google and Intel, they made a smart glasses too. Google Glass and Vont. But neither product took off with consumers. Now a startup company called North, formerly Thalmic Labs, is introducing a pair of smart glasses that it thinks will appeal to the masses because the design looks similar to normal glasses. And they do look normal, like normal glasses. I could see it. What? The $1,000 glasses are called Focals, and the company said they will be shipped later this year. Focals connect to your phone via Bluetooth and have a small projector that beams data into the wearer's eyes. They can tell the wearer the weather or time, read text messages, and even order an Uber. The glasses are also connected to Alexa, so if you can ask them for directions or information, a small speaker will tell you the answer. North has raised over $140 million from investors, including the Amazon's Alexa Fund, Spark Capital, Intel Capital, and Y Combinator. Yeah, I don't think I... No thanks. I'll pass. No thank you. I'd rather have LASIK. I'm sick of wearing glasses, to tell you the truth. I'd rather do LASIK. That's what I'm going to save up for. I think you could catch some sales where there's like a thousand an eye, or yeah, about 1,000 an eye. So that's why I'd rather go that route. Don't deal with no stupid smart glasses. Amazon futuristic cashless convenience stores coming to NYC. Brother Chris was telling me about this, about these cashless convenience stores. Sounds pretty cool, but Amazon is too big. You have to boss the trust. Looking at some of my email newsletters and stuff, I ran across something from RestoreAmericanGlory.com, and it's saying, in early voting numbers, Republicans roar past Democrats. In sign number 322, that the mythical blue wave is simply not going to materialize in the midterms. An NBC News report found that in the swing states where early voting has begun, Republicans are outpacing Democrats at the polls in Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Montana, Tennessee, and Texas. Republican voters are outshowing their Democratic counterparts when it comes to casting ballots early. The only significant state where Democrats are ahead is Nevada. The data not only indicates that Republicans are poised to hold on to the Senate, but that they may even have a chance to keep Democrats from taking control of the House. As a matter of fact, if you went to Politics Weekly and you listened to the discussion we had about the midterms, this was my prediction. This is what I said. I said that it's just a gut. I didn't have any data. It's just a gut feeling that I said that I feel that we're gonna take the Senate and hold on to the House. I think something like that I said. And it's materializing, so we'll have to see what happens. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Control the Senate, and they can control the House. I like it. I like it a lot. I like it very much. Very much. Very good. Okay. Auto dealers see slowing sales. Okay. Boyce Reno capitalized on California real estate exodus. Bring me head of dog. Whoa, what is this? This doesn't sound good at all. Journalist body found. Jamal Khashoggi's body parts and disfigured face found in Saudi consul's garden, and his son stares down crown prince. This is just sad. It's really sad. It really and truly is a sad state of affair. The dismembered body of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi has been found near where he is believed to have been tortured and killed. So sad. Indeed, it's very sad. I don't know. Also, it is an actual dog that found it, looks like. I see the picture of a dog there. Two men filmed burning documents at the Saudi's consulate, so they're burning documents now. This is definitely a cover up. This is so sad, man. Very sad indeed. It's very sad. Brothers face $450,000 fine for removing trees from their property. What? It's their property. Why can't they remove a tree? I don't understand this at all. Let's see what's happening here. Brothers Gary and Matt Percy could face nearly $500,000 in penalties for removing more than 1,400 trees from their property without permission from Canton Township. The two own a 16-acre property off the Yost Road east of Belleville Road in Canton Township, with the intention of creating a Christmas tree farm on the plot, according to their attorney. The land was filled with invasive plants like, I don't even know what the name of this plant is. How do you pronounce? Fargamites? Fargmites? I don't know what that is. Buckthorn and autumn olive, he said. But the township requires landowners to gain permission and promise new trees plantings before cutting down existing forestry, especially for landmark or historic trees. The township had an absorbent compare, blah 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 blah. Okay, I don't care. I'm sorry, I don't care. I don't care. You can blame it on the alcohol. Caravan swells to 14,000 now. Come on, I thought we had this under control. China to clone humans. China to clone humans. China has cloned 20 different dog breeds. Humans are next. It's a very scary thing. We shouldn't be cloning humans. It's like playing God. We should not be cloning humans. Let's see what the weather is tonight, tomorrow. Politics Weekly has a new episode. I wonder which episode this might be. Let's see. Which is it? Did it disappear? Come on. Technology is good until it doesn't work properly. You know that? So, Politics Weekly, episode 17. What is episode 17? History of midterms, the road to 2018 preview. Let's see if we can hear a little bit of this. Let's see.
Politics Weekly. I am here this week with Publitarian. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Publitarian. Okay, so. I'm just scrolling through my stuff. Okay, I don't see it. It's somewhere there. I don't know which episode it was. I don't think it's released yet, actually. It's probably not released yet. What was I saying? I got thrown off track. Let's take a break so I can recover.
Minority. All my friends picked and chose me. What choice did I have in the use that did me? Betrayed my trust and misled me. But I'm not crying over spilled milk. This still sounds smooth like silk. I will be strong like will. In other words, the killer be killed. I hope y'all understand where I'm coming from. But wait, how can he never walk a mile in my shoes? I paid my dues and will keep on praying to Almighty God and all that Buddha like Ty would say. Hey, I'm not afraid of death. Keep there, close my eyes. I'm close to death. I'm at peace with myself. I tried it all and seen it all. I'm a man with big balls, short, not tall. In my life, I've been through it all. Been many falls, but wait, y'all don't care. Y'all says fair. I like my steak, medium rare, bloody rare. When you see me, don't stare. I'll rip you apart until you care. Yeah, I said it. So what you gonna do when I release my anger on you? So don't worry about who I am. You don't want MDK to rant off these plays. Who might it be? I've got multiple personalities. Pay attention, cause I'm royalty. I'm fortunate to use your anger in me. Be quiet, soul digger. Don't worry about who he is, bro. That's for my alter ego. I've got plenty of evil inside. Never civil. Turn down the trouble and turn up the pain. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That I don't waste time to kill y'all, murder you. Like I said before, I'm kind of listening. What? You know?
Thank you. each mistake you make, I'll be stalking you. When you're gone, I'm still there. You leave a trace. Your GPS is on and you don't erase. All day or night, I can always see your face. Your public, private settings are a disgrace. I'm still stalking you daily. Easy.
Take what
welcome back. Okay, let's continue with some news here. I'm not going to talk about China cloning humans. That's just not right. Huh. City bans clowns on Halloween. Is it because of those evil clowns that were going around? Remember that? Let's see. I don't know what this one is about. No clowns allowed in Michigan City. Let's see the reasoning behind this. Oak Park City officials say clowns are too scary. Oh. Really? The annual Boo Bash is held at the city's community center. The city's public invitation invites people to enjoy cider and donuts at the trick-or-treating event. Kids are invited to wear their favorite costume, but the invitation says clown costumes are not allowed. So, I guess about 3 years ago, there were national incidents in the news where people were dressed as clowns and scaring people. See, I knew that's what the reason why. Yep, that's the reason why. One rotten apple, or a few rotten apples, spoils it for everyone. Cocaine death hits record. Cocaine. Cocaine. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm feeling kind of frisky. That cocaine. I've never tried cocaine, nor have I ever intended to try cocaine. Let's see here. Whew. Cocaine. I wonder if cocaine gets you high or if it's a downer. I don't know. I really don't know. Canada, y'all like to get high, don't ya? Marijuana though, not cocaine.
I want to get high, so high. I want to get high, so high. I want to get high, so high. I want to get
I don't know if it's a... Let's ask Siri. You think Siri will know? Hey, Siri. Is cocaine an upper or a downer?
Okay. I found this on the web for is cocaine an upper or a downer. Take a look.
Of course, you would ask me to take a look. All right, let's see. Facts about cocaine. Of course, they would make it so tiny I can't read this. Cocaine is currently the most abused major stimulant in America. Cocaine is both a stimulant of the central nervous system as well as an appetite suppressant. It has been recently reported that it is a drug most frequently involved in emergency room visits. Cocaine is often used as an upper-downer combination with other drugs such as alcohol, Valium, and heroin. So, I guess that answered my question.
I guess it really did answer my question. So it gets you high and low.
I want to get high, so high.
while the opioid epidemic keeps claiming the lives of Americans, deaths from another drug are picking up. In the 12 months through March, overdose deaths from cocaine rose 22% from an earlier year to 14,205. According to data last week from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, meanwhile, 46,655 people died from opioid overdose in the same period, down 2.7% from the peak of 47,944 in 2017. So there you go. People want to get high. People want to die. People just don't get it. They just don't get it. Huh? I'm just looking at some of the Cory Booker and a man walked into a bathroom, it says. And they're suing, he's suing a gay flag. Who is this? Let me see. No, that's not, we're not gonna, I don't know how true this is. So the amazing Lucas, I'm not, if you want to hear his, yeah, we're not gonna play this. I'm gonna say allegedly. Okay, what else do we have? Federal judge releases Benghazi's evidence. Okay, all these I'm going to save for sound bites for a later show. I'm not going to do those right now. DC Attorney General launches investigation of clergy sex abuse. DC Fox TV break in suspect shot by guard. Doctors brace for surge of polio-like disease. Wanna get high? Former Trump lawyer. There is no witch hunt. Mueller is American hero. F out of here. Hurricane season most powerful on record. Judge Jerry Springer working on daytime courtrooms. Come on, this has got to be a joke. He's not a judge. Jerry Springer, once you retire, it's time for you to retire, guy. Seriously. Retire. It says Judge Jerry. Jerry Springer already has his next gig lined up. Following the June announcement that NBC Universal is longer making new episodes of his long running show. Jerry Springer show. An individual with knowledge of the project tells the Warp, the Rap, that the series is still in development. I don't care. Jerry. I never understood that. When I watched that show back in the day, people are fighting and then everyone's saying, Jerry. Jerry isn't fighting. So why are you yelling Jerry? Did I close the news feed by accident? I want to get high, so high. Let's see what else we got. Mostly unarmed guard troops on border. Why would you have unarmed troops on borders? You need to be armed. Build a wall. BTW. What's wrong, man? All right, new Titanic to set sail. Netflix new $2 billion borrowing sparks fears. They borrowed $2 billion? What is this? Savage. Come on, can't Savage Khashoggi killings planned. Is this Savage as in Michael Savage? Trump says Saudi stage worst cover up ever on Khashoggi. US revokes visas of some Saudis. President Donald Trump said on Tuesday Saudi authorities staged the worst cover up ever in the killing of a prominent journalist, Jamal Khashoggi, this month as the United States vowed to revoke the visas of some of those believed to be responsible. Trump spoke hours after Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan dismissed Saudi efforts to blame Khashoggi's death on rogue operatives. Erdogan urged Riyadh to search from the top to bottom to uncover those behind Khashoggi's death in the Saudi's consulate on October 2nd, an incident that has sparked global outrage, as well as it should. That's sickening. And then they try to cover it up. I saw a video of that. Trump said the killing and subsequent cover-up by Saudi Arabia were a total fiasco. There should have never been an execution or cover-up because it should have never happened, Trump told reporters. He said he had spoken on Monday with the crown prince, who denied having anything to do with Khashoggi's killing. Earlier, Trump said that Khashoggi's matter was handled badly by Saudi's officials. Bad deals should have never been thought of. Somebody really messed up and they had the worst cover-up ever, Trump told reporters. Khashoggi, a critic of Crown Prince, was a U.S. resident and Washington Post columnist. This whole thing stinks. It really does. Stink with a capital stink. Really does. Thousands of Swedes getting microchips inserted into bodies. I'm never doing that. Pence said nuke weapons in space possible. Weinstein accusers in earlier talks to settle civil claims. NATO to show muscle in massive Norway exercise. Virus kills 6 kids at facility. Oh, too much badness going on. Amazon execs already donating for 2020. I wonder where they're donating. Probably Obama Brain Trust sees 2020 successor. I don't care. Wikipedia founder lays off all journalists from new media website. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care. It's a short news cycle for me. I am tired and I'm that's it. That's off. Like Porky the Pig said, that's all, folks. Dun 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 dun. Goodbye. Next week, don't forget, folks, I'm gonna be on vacation. So I'll try to do some shows, some pre-recorded ones. Or do some best ofs. We'll see. We'll see how the wind blows. Got lots of stuff planned for next week. I can't wait. Like I said, I'm going to be doing opera again. And definitely going to be doing a few plays. And some classical concerts. For some people, they might say, oh, that's boring. No, for me, that's just fantastic. I love that stuff. So, if you don't hear from me, I'll hear from you. Take care.
Political corruption is from the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're all to corrupt you. Political bomb. Political bomb show, come on people, let's go. Political bomb, political bomb show, come on people, let's go.